next on the 5 o'clock report.
It is going to be a brutal summer.
I still got to live and work, so.
People are being rewarded for violating our laws. This was a con by the Clinton campaign.
1-4-3 way to say I love you.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. International damage control, our top story at 5. The White House in cleanup mode again today after President Biden's remarks to a reporter's question in Japan.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
The president says China is flirting with danger in Taiwan and the U.S. stands ready to intervene militarily to protect the island if it's attacked. The White House, though, trying to walk back those comments in what would be a major U.S. policy shift. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says you can't walk these comments back.
I don't understand how you walk it back. I mean, the word yes is definitive, and it's probably the right word. If your goal is to convince the Chinese communists not to invade Taiwan, what Biden did intuitively was actually pretty good. So it was a little strange to see his own White House kind of walking him back. He's the president, they're not.
President Biden says the U.S. maintains a robust but unofficial relationship with Taiwan.
We agree with the one China policy. We signed on to it and all the attendant agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate.
Current U.S. policy only allows Washington to provide military aid to Taiwan, not to intervene militarily. But Florida Congressman and former Green Beret Michael Waltz says the president was right with his tough talk on China, and taking back his comments would be a big mistake.
I welcome the president's strong language right on China's doorstep, but I hope the White House doesn't come around and try to clean it up. It sounds like they already are. We can't wait until Taipei, the capital of Taiwan, is leveled, much like Mariupol is now, to then have a tough response. So we need that tough talk up front, and I hope his staff doesn't try to come around and muddy the water.
Today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the president's comments in Japan were not a major shift in U.S. policy. China, though, quick to respond, saying it's going to take firm action to safeguard its interests, and that includes Taiwan. Now to the gas pumps, where record high prices are taking their toll just ahead of the busy Memorial Day getaway.
I still got to live and work, so, I mean, it is what it is, and we just kind of grunt and go on with our lives.
Former Energy Secretary Rick Perry says President Biden needs to do a course correction on his energy policy, but he won't.
It is going to be a brutal summer. So they just can't bring themselves to say, look, we made some mistakes. Here's what we're going to do to correct them.
New Yorkers forking over $4.91 a gallon on average for gasoline. It's going for $4.78 a gallon in Pennsylvania. The Department of Justice appealing a judge's ruling last Friday that blocked the Biden administration from ending Title 42. The Trump-era border policy allowed for the immediate expulsion of illegal immigrants due to public health concerns. Brandon Judd at the National Border Patrol Council says there is no border under this president.
People are being rewarded for violating our laws. They want to be in the United States. And when they cross the border illegally and they wave at the cameras and then they get released, that message is sent throughout the entire world.
Last month was a record month for illegal border crossings. And officials say once Title 42 goes away, 18,000 illegal immigrants will come into the U.S. every single day. More fallout from last week's testimony from former Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook. He testified under oath that Hillary Clinton approved the leak of that phony Russian collusion story to the media during the 2016 race for the White House.
You want to know why the polls show that up to over 65% of Americans have little or no confidence in the media to share truthful information? It's because of this. This was a con by the Clinton campaign.
Mark Thiessen at the Washington Post says Hillary Clinton was trying to dig up dirt on Donald Trump and got caught.
They had Michael Sussman work with Fusion GPS to gin up a bunch of opposition research that they knew was false. Hillary Clinton approved releasing that false information to the media, while Michael Sussman fed it to the FBI, which later concluded that there was nothing to the story.
Michael Sussman, the former lawyer for the Clintons, is facing charges of lying to the FBI. Relief is coming from Europe for families who've been frantic over finding baby formula. Vice President Kamala Harris.
First military plane landed yesterday with more than 70,000 pounds of specialty formula, and the second will arrive later this week.
The Fed's also working on getting a baby formula plant in Michigan back up and running again later this week. Still to come this Monday, New York's new Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kane in court, and 1-4-3 day in Pennsylvania.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. In the wake of the cold front that brought the showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, we've got a nippy night ahead of us tonight, but a quiet weather pattern, one that will feature no precipitation either tonight or tomorrow, probably Wednesday too. Later in the week, a front will arrive with some showers then. For the night tonight, partly cloudy to at times clear, but I got some patchy clouds rolling by from time to time. Chillier than we're typically accustomed to this time of year, low temperatures in the 40s for most. Tomorrow and Wednesday, some sunshine, though it could shower in the afternoon near Lake Erie. High temperatures tomorrow, 60s to near 70. Low to mid-70s then for high temperatures on Wednesday.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Monday, May 23rd. New York State has a new lieutenant governor. Democratic Congressman Antonio Delgado will be sworn in on Wednesday.
Growing up in Schenectady, going to church, Macedonia Baptist Church over in Albany, playing in the park, in the playgrounds, being in the Upstate New York Basketball Hall of Fame. Anybody who's interested know that. I just love Upstate. I love this community. I love the region.
Delgado will replace Brian Benjamin, the former state senator who briefly served as lieutenant governor under Kathy Hochul. Benjamin resigned in April after being charged with federal bribery. Pennsylvania's former top law enforcement officer, who served time for leaking secret investigative files and then lying about it, admitted today that she violated her probation when she was arrested for driving drunk back in March. Kathleen Kane, the first woman and the first Democrat to be elected attorney general in the state, was sentenced to 2 months to a year behind bars, but was given credit for time already served. She'll go to a residential treatment center for alcohol use. Back on March 12th, police in Scranton were called to the scene of a two-car crash and found Kane behind the wheel of an Audi. She was charged with driving drunk after that accident. Governor Hochul was in Rochester, New York today to celebrate the grand opening of the Finger Lakes Workforce Development Center. The $11.5 million facility will serve as a regional hub for career training. Hochul says the center will focus on technical jobs that have been difficult for employers to fill.
We found the future. We found the building for places like this because it can launch people in so many different directions. It's not just one industry, one job, one career. It puts people with stackable credentials and they get the skills they need quickly to step into the jobs that our employers are just begging for.
The center features 50,000 square feet of training space and is expected to serve an estimated 2,500 people in the next 3 years. The National Seatbelt Compliance Campaign, known as Click It or Ticket, began today across New York. State police will be looking for motorists who are not strapped in. In New York, cops can give you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt, even if you didn't do anything else wrong behind the wheel. Well, getting behind the wheel and going anywhere these days has become increasingly difficult with those sky-high gas prices. In fact, energy experts are bracing for $6 a gallon gas by the end of the summer.
It's going to be the most expensive Memorial Day that we've ever seen. In fact, the national averages continue to go up. Every state seeing a big jump in price.
Patrick DeHaan at GasBuddy.com says planning trips has become next to impossible for families today because of the high cost of fuel.
The inflation is making it really challenging to plan their trips. And that's certainly true. If you looked at the price of airfare, it's through the roof. It's making it hard for people to be able to plan when costs are constantly going up.
DeHaan says a suspension in the state gas tax in New York starting June 1st should help ease the pain at the pump. He says one way you can help lower costs is to slow down.
It will help boost your travel by increasing fuel efficiency anywhere from 10 to 20%. Most cars you'll want to stick somewhere around 55 to 60. You'll see your fuel efficiency soar with that. That's the equivalent of saving 75 cents to a dollar a gallon, and even more as prices continue to go up.
39 million Americans plan to travel for Memorial Day, and 35 million will be doing that in a car. Congressman Chris Jacobs seeking re-election in a new district. The 27th Congressional Republican now running to represent the 23rd Congressional District after those congressional lines were redrawn in New York. The 23rd District includes much of the Southern Tier and most of Erie County, New York. The U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule soon on a case that started in New York and could make it easier for folks to carry guns in public.
Yeah, a lawsuit filed by two Rensselaer County men challenges the state's requirement that gun owners have to have a justifiable reason or proper cause to get a concealed carry permit, like they've been threatened or their job places them in danger. The lawsuit argues there's no need for a reason. That's covered by the Second Amendment. The court could rule a number of ways, from throwing out the requirement, keeping it entirely, or limiting it to certain places. A ruling is expected at this court term, which ends late June or early July. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. The Buffalo Zoo helping those affected by the mass shooting at Tops. Here's Family Life's Dee Haley.
The city of Buffalo continues to show it is the city of good neighbors. The Buffalo Zoo is donating a portion of its admission proceeds from the weekend to the Buffalo 514 Survivors Fund. The fund was established by TOPS and the National Compassion Fund to provide financial assistance to survivors of the deceased and people who were directly affected by May 14th's mass shooting at TOPS Market on Jefferson Avenue. Admission proceeds from Saturday and Sunday will be donated to the fund. The family of Roberta Drury, who was killed in the shooting, has asked people to donate to the zoo in Roberta's honor. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
Thank you, Dee. Time now for your market report, brought to you each and every day by Ambassador Advisors Wall Street in rally mode to start the work week. Bank stocks and tech shares led the rebound as all three major indices gained more than 1.5%. J.P. Morgan Chase, American Express, Ross Stores, and Apple among companies providing lift to the markets. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 618 points, the NASDAQ added 180, and the S&P 500 rose 72. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's something you and I share. Neither of us made the latest list of billionaires. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. A billionaire, in case you didn't know, is someone whose assets would equal $1,000 million bills, if there was a $1 million bill, which there isn't. As a Christian, I asked God to forgive my sins because Jesus Christ paid my penalty by dying on the cross, and I received the priceless gift of salvation. It's free by God's grace to all who believe. God says in Mark chapter 8, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Personally, I'd rather be forgiven and have my name written in the book of life than on a list of those who only have $1 billion. Wouldn't you? We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
And still to come this Monday, 1-4-3 day in Pennsylvania.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. In the wake of the cold front that brought the showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, we've got a nippy night ahead of us tonight, but a quiet weather pattern, one that will feature no precipitation either tonight or tomorrow. Probably Wednesday, too. Later in the week, a front will arrive with some showers then. For the night tonight, partly cloudy to at times clear, but I got some patchy clouds rolling by from time to time. Chillier than we're typically accustomed to this time of year. Low temperatures in the 40s for most. Tomorrow and Wednesday, some sunshine, though it could shower in the afternoon near Lake Erie. High temperatures tomorrow, 60s to near 70. Low to mid-70s then for high temperatures on Wednesday.
All right, Kevin Williams, finally at 5. Today was Random Acts of Kindness Day in Pennsylvania. It's also known as 1-4-3 Day. This is the fourth year for that day that was created in honor of Pennsylvania's native son, Fred Rogers, who used 1-4-3 as a way of saying, I love you. On his television show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
The 1-4-3 way to say I love you. There's the 1-4-3 way to say I care about you. 1-4-3.
Rogers referencing the number of letters in each word, 1-4-3, or I love you. May 23rd, by the way, also happens to be the 143rd day of the year. And in Pennsylvania, the Wolf Administration has actually started a kindness generator website. That website includes a kindness tracker to tally all the good deeds and kind gestures Pennsylvanians do throughout the day. Need a little more love in the world today, that is for sure. And that is the world we live in. This Monday, as always, thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.